W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CD Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Senate now set to vote on the $95 billion foreign aid package for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. The House passed those bills after months of delays. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer and GOP Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell in agreement, both calling on lawmakers to act.
There's nothing, in my view, to dislike about what the House passed. It's pretty close to what we passed. And the most important thing is to get this to the president for signature.
In the hush money trial of Donald Trump, David Pecker took the stand again today. The former owner of the National Enquirer testified he and Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen, worked together to keep salacious information about Trump from being published. The judge also deciding whether to hold Trump in contempt for violating a gag order barring comments about witnesses. And the Tennessee House has just passed a bill allowing some trained teachers and staff to carry guns at school. That measure already passed by the Senate. State Senate now heads to the governor's desk. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is getting $124 million from the federal government to help people put solar panels on their homes. The money comes from the Inflation Reduction Act. It's part of $7 billion in grants for solar installations announced by President Biden. The money is going to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and the Midwest Tribal Energy Resources Association. Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin Monday reminding voters in La Crosse what's at stake for reproductive rights in November.
One does not have to abandon their faith or deeply held beliefs to agree the government should not be telling her what to do with her body.
On the other hand, Donald Trump has recently said abortion is a state issue. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The 12th Senate District is just over 65% Republican. Andy Rich, a small business owner from Marinette, is running for the seat as a Democrat. Rich says the issues facing the district are broader than red and blue.
I think it's important for people to know that this is not an R versus D in my mind or in my heart. This is me wanting what's best for everybody.
Mary Felskowski, a Republican of Tomahawk, is the incumbent drawn into the new Senate District 12. She's announced that she is seeking re-election. Elijah Vu's mother has made another request to be released from jail. Katrina Bauer's attorney requested a change in her bond from a cash bond to a signature bond in Manitowoc County. She's being held on felony child neglect charges in connection with her son's disappearance. Bauer claims her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, was responsible for watching Elijah. Vang is also being held on neglect charges. The three-year-old has been missing since February. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Bucks and the Pacers tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Game 2 of the playoff series tonight between the Milwaukee Bucks and Indiana Pacers at Fiserv Forum. Giannis is doubtful. How can the Bucks win without him? Chris Middleton.
Collective effort. I mean, even when he comes back, we'll have to do it as a group. But knowing that one of your main guys is out, one of the best players in the league, it's not going to be easy. So everybody has to, you know, step up to the plate, do a little bit more, but not by themselves.
Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Pirates 4-2. The Crew's pitching staff dealing with injuries. Left-hander Wade Miley placed on the 15-day IL after pain in his left elbow. Doctors ordering an MRI. Jacob Junis, out with a shoulder, got hit by a baseball during batting practice, had to be taken to the hospital by ambulance for treatment. College basketball, one of the best players in UW Green Bay history, is returning to coach. The Press Gazette says that Kayla Teklog will be named the women's team's next head coach. The now 35-year-old Kayla Carius has been the women's head coach at South Dakota. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray shower this evening, otherwise partly cloudy with areas of frost tonight. A low in the low 30s as the wind settles down. Sunshine returns tomorrow, highs in the upper 40s. And low 60s, mostly sunny and breezy Thursday. Rain ahead for Friday and also the weekend. It's 69 degrees right now.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheese Ball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next show, John McGivern, host of PBS's Main Streets, joins the show, and we talk yacht rock with Yachtly Crew lead singer Billy Ocean.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Taco Tuesday edition. No Dom. So, there's that. But anyways, he'll be back all 3 hours on Wednesday and forevermore until he takes a vacation in May. But anyways, I just assume he's hammer drunk in a bar somewhere. Had some personal meetings. I just assume hammer drunk. A meeting with a tequila bottle. I got Rich here. He's lightly screening your phone calls. We got some fine guests coming up later in the big show, including John Zarbano, a new guest, a retired attorney. He is running for Congress in CD number 6 as a Democrat. That's currently Glenn Grothman's seat. We'll see if he retains it. But looking forward to meeting John on the air. And our old friend, Matt Flynn, most prominently an author now. Matt joins in the 5 o'clock happier happy hour, so stick around all 3 hours, each and every day. That's all we ask. But I know what a lot of you tuned in for today. What happened in the Trump trial? I got to work, Crudy. You are supposed to watch so I can get some work done. Well, here is the first thing you should know. The day started with the question of whether or not Donald Trump had violated the gag order, like 10 different times. Maybe. But we don't know yet. There has been no ruling from the judge. Not yet. But here is the telling of the story from the Washington Post. Today in the Manhattan Criminal Court, the public and the media got an oral history of Donald Trump's recent social media post with prosecutors reading aloud the former president's disparaging comments about potential witnesses and the jury selection process. We also saw the judge rebuke Trump's lawyers, and we got a window into the messy quid pro quo world of celebrity gossip tabloids. So, a lot of stuff, or at least a fair amount of stuff, happening on an abbreviated trial schedule today. My understanding, they started 9:30 Eastern time with the gag order, and they started, and they have not seen a ruling from the judge on this, but he seemed quite skeptical of the weak arguments being made by Todd Blanche on behalf of
defend on Trump. So, anyways, some think this guy should get his ass thrown in jail. I will resist throwing myself in with that camp yet. But anyways, so the first 90 minutes in the courtroom, according to the Washington Post on Tuesday morning, were spent arguing over whether Trump had violated the court-issued gag order, which bars him from attacking witnesses, prosecutors, or family members of the judge and the Manhattan District Attorney. The jury was not present for the hearing. Prosecutors said he violated it 10 times in about a week. That's a lot, 10 times. Trump's lawyer, Todd Blanche, said the former president is aware of what the gag order prohibits him from saying and that his posts do not violate the order. The defense lawyer continued that Trump's postings about potential witnesses are in response to political attacks against him, an assertion that didn't go over well with the judge. Specifically, I think it was the Jesse Waters, but we'll get to that. Merchant did not immediately rule on the issue, but it appears prosecutors will win this point. Prosecutors said they want the judge to hold Trump in contempt of court and fine him $1,000 per violation. Well, that's chicken scratch for Trump, right? That'd be 10 grand. But they also asked to remind the former president that incarceration is an option if he continues to violate the gag order. Oh, say it ain't so. And the judge, Juan Merchan, said Trump's lawyer is losing all credibility. Well, you know, consider his client. Merchan was frustrated with Blanche's tactics and arguments before the trial started. Today, he grew even more annoyed as Blanche argued that Trump's social media post about potential witnesses and jury selection were protected political speech, unrelated to the case. Merchant appeared flabbergasted. You're losing all credibility with the court, he told Trump's attorney Blanche. And throughout the gag order hearing, Blanche seemed to avoid giving direct answers to the judge's questions and did not provide legal precedent to support his claims. I think at one point he said, well, there is no legal precedent. It's just common sense. The judge had sought legal precedent. Now, when the judge warned Blanche they needed to conclude the hearing soon, the lawyer pushed back and said, prosecutors got all the time they needed. The people, Merchan replied, were answering my questions. And the prosecutors revealed more about their unusual strategy. The prosecutors are employing an unusual legal strategy in this case. They revealed the second crime because the coconut of the books, the 34 felonies that Trump is charged with, are only felonies in New York State if there is another crime. Here's the interesting part. The other crime, a misdemeanor. They're alleging that Trump committed a misdemeanor, which creates a domino effect of cascading 34 felonies. So this one's going to stick in the craw of the Jonathan Turleys and, you know, all the Fox News legal contributors. Anyways, the prosecution, they're attempting to tie the alleged doctoring of financial records to the more salacious election-related conspiracy for which Trump is not facing charges. Under state law, charging Trump with simply falsifying business records would be a misdemeanor, but alleging that the falsification was done to conceal or further another crime makes it a felony. And as we've mentioned, Trump faces 34 felonies in this case. In the Trump case, prosecutors have often been vague about what exactly is the underlying crime. And that was allegedly being concealed or furthered in the hush money case. But today, prosecutor Joshua Steinglass said the statute in question, and here's the $64,000 question. What is the underlying crime that makes all the other charges into felonies? He claims it's New York State Election Law 17-152. And if you don't have your New York election legal doctrine in front of you in the bookshelf, that is a conspiracy to promote or prevent an election. That law makes it a misdemeanor when two or more people conspire to promote or prevent the election of any person to a public office by unlawful means. That seems a low bar. And he probably crossed it. So that is the multiplier effect. The state charge that turns all the other charges into felonies. That's going to sting. Now, the National Enquirer went to great lengths to help Trump get elected. Yes, they did. And for those that are unclear, the catch and kill, not only were they out there stopping any bad press of Donald Trump, but they unfortunately named David Pecker and his crew over at AMI, over at the National Enquirer. They were also trashing Trump's opponents, guys like Ted Cruz. I saw this morning being reported, they discussed it, at least at part, the fact that the National Enquirer ran with a story alleging that Ted Cruz was cheating on his wife. Now, Ted never sued for defamation, so maybe there's some smoke there, I'm just saying. But that was part of the plan as well. So this first happened, this first meeting, and they had known each other, Pecker and Donald Trump, for some number of years. It was sort of a symbiotic relationship. Trump fed back to Pecker this great gossip from the Celebrity Apprentice. And Pecker, apparently, they researched and they figured out the American people, at least the National Enquirer, reading American public, they loved them some Donald Trump. They wanted more, more, more. So, Pecker spent hours testifying today about his long friendship with the former president and how his company acted as the eyes and ears for the 2016 Trump campaign, sniffing out potentially scandalous stories about the presidential election. In turn, Trump stories translated to big sales figures for the tabloid. Oh yeah, it was a symbiotic relationship. The government alleges Pecker and the National Enquirer repeatedly paid subjects who claimed they had scandalous information about Trump for the rights to their stories and then never published anything, a tactic known as catch and kill. And that tactic was apparently employed to prevent Stormy Daniels' alleged tryst with Trump from getting out. The government hopes Pecker's testimony helps illustrate that Trump was concerned about how the articles about his alleged relationship with Daniels would land with female voters. Well, there is also the other porn star. Well, Playboy playmate, Karen McDougal. And actually, the tape that Michael Cohen made, I'm sure you've probably heard it on MSNBC or somewhere. Well, it's being played again. And it's about paying off David Pecker for the catch and kill of the Playmate story, the Karen McDougal story. So while this is promised to be about the hush money paid off to Stormy Daniels, there's at least three different payoffs that were paid by Trump trying to keep different stories out of the paper. And the government had not finished its questioning of Pecker when the court concluded today. But Pecker did testify about how Trump personally got on the phone with him to discuss whether to pay off a Playboy model, that's the Karen McDougal, who in 2016 was shopping around a story of having a year-long affair with the presidential candidate. It's my understanding she doesn't want the story to be published, Pecker told Trump. I think this story should be purchased, and I believe you should buy it, Pecker testified that Trump said he didn't like the idea and that his then-attorney Michael Cohen would get back to him. We'll get back to you. Trump, I think this thing is making him suffer. I think he is suffering through this trial. His demeanor has changed. Even the statements, he comes out of court and he's gotta go chase the camera down. He's gotta say something. I can't go campaigning. He comes off as a complete and utter loser. And, you know, that kind of puts a smile on my face because, you know, I'm that sort of guy. Folks, we're the devil's advocates. You could be that sort of guy or girl. You can participate. We'll also bring you some of the Trump sound post-trial, post-gag order hearing today. More devil's advocates on the other side. Your calls as well, 844-96-PARTY.
The talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite Slimmy Black, white or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at the DevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Are you making plans to honor Mother Earth? April 22nd is Earth Day, and it's a Wisconsin idea. Our Senator Gaylord Nelson created the day in 1970. It was his way of pushing environmental issues onto the national agenda, and many demonstrated in support. It worked. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency formed by December of that year. And today, Nelson's daughter, Tia, continues her dad's efforts. The Earth Day theme this year focuses on the use of plastics. It includes a reminder of the goal for a 60% reduction in the production of plastics by 2040. If you want to find a cleanup or education event to help during Earth Day week, or anytime, check earthday.org. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
The Devil's Advocates, sausage making, every book is so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome back from the 420 break. A fine guest, a candidate for the U.S. Congress coming soon. He is John Sarbano. He will join us at 4:30 today. He is a retired attorney. He's running in CD6. That's the current Glenn Grothman district. And nobody ran the last time, so I'm looking forward to meeting John on the air. Also in the Happier Happy Hour, author, direct talker, our buddy Matt Flynn joining the show. Matt Flynn joining at 5:05, so please make a note of it. Stick around for that, if you will. And plenty of coverage of the Trump trial, including what he had to say, the whining, the victimhood. It's a daily event. We'll try to bring you this coverage each and every day, because the more he whines, the better I feel. Really, quite frankly, that is true. I am taking glee in his pain, just so you know. I am that guy. So, Rich, need your help. You can be that guy and help me. Let's play some sound of Trump after coming out of the court, the Pecker testimony, and the gag hearing today. Consider the context. Play it for us. Trump, it's a sham.
The gag order is totally unconstitutional. Can't even allow articles to be put in. As an example, these are articles that were over the last day and a half. They're very good articles. They say the case is a sham and it shouldn't even be tried. It shouldn't have been submitted. And I don't even know if you're allowed to put them in. We have a gag order, which to me is totally unconstitutional. I'm not allowed to talk, but people are allowed to talk about me. So they can talk about me. They can say whatever they want. They can lie. But I'm not allowed to say anything. I just have to sit back and look at why a conflicted judge has ordered me to have a gag order. I don't think anybody's ever seen anything like this. I'd love to talk to you people. I'd love to say everything that's on my mind, but I'm restricted because I have a gag order. And I'm not sure that anybody's ever seen anything like this before.
Well, many other criminal defendants have seen something similar to this before, defend on Trump. And the fact that you continue to break the gag order, you know, probably brings more attention to your gag order, but that's your goal, right? I had seen it opined out there in the world today that maybe his goading of the judge, Juan Merchan, is an effort to distract from the very compelling testimony of David Pecker, who's kind of burying him right from the get-go. You know, this guy should perhaps consider, what do they call it, pleading guilty. I mean, I know you're like, Trump's never going to plead guilty. This trial will kill Trump. I mean, just the sitting in court for 6 weeks, having to sit there and not talk and he can go right into the cameras, but then he just comes off as weak. Everything about Trump, I never knew it would have this effect, that Trump would just sort of wilt and become weak and then have to go running during the court breaks. Let's play more of Court Break from earlier today. This will be the only sound. Well, let me restate that. Court will resume on Thursday. No court on Wednesday. Here's what Trump says. It's all Biden's fault.
I don't believe it's never, not to this extent, ever happened before. I'm not allowed to defend myself, and yet other people are allowed to say whatever they want about me. Very, very unfair. Having to do with the schools and the closings, that's Biden's fault. And by the way, this trial is all Biden. You know, this is all Biden, just in case anybody has any question. And they're keeping me in a courtroom, it's freezing, by the way, in a courtroom.
Get a shawl.
Well, he's out campaigning. That's probably an advantage because he can't campaign. Nobody knows what he's doing. You can't put two sentences together.
Unlike Donald Trump, who can always string at least two incoherent sentences together, we've got more of Trump while there's time. Rich, hate to, you know, short our audience the full dose of broccoli. Two more. Let's play number three. Biden's out campaigning.
He's out campaigning. He's out campaigning, and I'm here in a courtroom sitting here sitting up as straight as I can all day long, because you know what? It's a very unfair situation. So we're locked up in a courtroom, and this guy's out there campaigning, if you call it a campaign. Every time he opens his mouth, he gets himself into trouble.
I think you're projecting, Trump. I think every time you open your mouth, and yesterday during his court break talking to the cameras, he made a confession. I told you about this yesterday, folks. He basically went out there and said, you know, I never even took a tax deduction for the legal fees that I paid to Michael Cohen. Well, that's not exculpatory. That's basically you admitting you were trying to bury the evidence of the fact that you knew you were doing something wrong. One more from Trump. We got one more, right? Play it for the people. The unconstitutional gag order. This might be a little rambling, just a warning.
So that's the story. I have an unconstitutional gag order by a highly conflicted judge that should recuse himself. Very simple. On the schools, should have never happened. What's going on in this country now should have never happened. But of course, the Ukraine war would have never happened. The Israeli attack would have never happened. Inflation would have never happened. We have the worst president in the history of our country, and he's the one that has us in all these different lawsuits. Thank you very much.
The solar eclipse would have never happened. But you lost, Trump. Again, that makes you a loser. You'll be a two-time loser in 2024, I suspect. But, you know, we're not there yet. Our friend Jeff texted me. I think the technical definition of what Trump is, according to Jeff, is a whiny little bitch. Yeah, I think you're right, Jeff. I think he is a whiny little bitch. I throw that term around loosely sometimes, but I think it's merited. I think he earned it. Don't be a whiny bitch. Come back. More Devil's Advocates on the other side. A fine guest joining me next. He is John Zarbano, attorney at law, retired, running in CD number 6, running for Congress. This is a step in the right direction. Each and every congressional seat in the state of Wisconsin should be challenged. Now, I'm feeling pretty good about Mark Pocan and Gwen Moore, but every other seat is currently held by a Republican. That means 6 seats. We got to pick up at least 2. I'm looking at you, 3rd CD. I'm looking at you in the 8th. And I'm looking at John Zarbano to, you know, represent in CD number 6. It's a good start. We've got a candidate. That's better than we could say in 2022. More Devils.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers calls Donald Trump's criticisms of Megan Wolf lies and irrational. Wisconsin's top election official got increased security after recent threats. Evers says if it keeps up, he might get the state Justice Department involved. Trump and his supporters accuse Wolf of orchestrating election fraud, even though they've produced no proof. Women running for office are on high alert for political violence this year. Threats not only pose a physical risk, they're putting women candidates at a financial disadvantage.
We see women candidates and incumbents right now having to pay for security, right? Having to put in their budgets and their campaign funds and their line items, you know, for their campaigns, a security detail.
Erin Velarde is with the group Vote Run Lead. She's urging party leaders to speak out against political violence. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The CDC says about 1 in 36 children has been identified with autism spectrum disorder. Katie Hess, executive director of the Autism Society for Greater Wisconsin.
So in a very broad sense, autism is a developmental condition, and it typically gets diagnosed or recognized in children. And it impacts their social skills, their ability to form relationships, to self-regulate, things like that. But it impacts everyone a little bit differently.
For information on autism or the Autism Society, visit AutismSocietyGreaterWI.org. The EPA has now designated two forever chemicals as hazardous, PFOA and PFOS. This makes it easier now for the EPA to force companies to pay for cleanup. Forever chemicals, also called PFAS, have been linked to several health issues, including cancer, heart disease, and reproductive problems. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Can you imagine shooting a film for 78 days with 200 stunt workers? Furiosa, a Mad Max saga director, George Miller, did just that. But it wasn't the whole movie. It was only a 15-minute action sequence. Insiders say the scene is so intense in the Furiosa prequel that Miller might have topped what he did in Mad Max Fury Road. The film will premiere at the Cannes Film Festival on May 15th and hits theaters in the U.S. on May 24th. And actors can sometimes be dramatic news. Giancarlo Esposito says he considered planning his own murder for the life insurance money so he could take care of his family. IndieWire reports that before the five-time Emmy nominee landed the role of Gus Fring in Breaking Bad, he was so down from being unemployed as an actor, he gave it serious thought. Ultimately, Esposito decided he'd rather be in his kids' lives, even without money. If he had decided to hire someone to off himself, it might have been nice if he tried to hire a fellow out-of-work actor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray shower this evening, otherwise partly cloudy with areas of frost tonight. A low in the low 30s as the wind settles down. Sunshine returns tomorrow, highs in the upper 40s. And low 60s, mostly sunny and breezy Thursday. Rain ahead for Friday and also the weekend. Currently, it's 66.
Bust in pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Bust in pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Join us next time when our old friends Pat Kreitler of Up North News and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project get into an old-fashioned political mud wrestling. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Taco Tuesday edition.
a happy hour, and it's getting better. We've been joined by a fine guest live via stream. He is John Zarbano. He is a retired attorney, and he is a newly announced candidate in CD6 that's currently held by Glenn Grothman. John, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Well, let's talk about your prior vocation. You're a retired attorney. What sort of law did you practice, John?
For a large part of my career, I was a bank lawyer. So I was a general counsel for a small $250 million asset bank, and was commercial loans, land, land development, real estate, and mortgage lending, also employment law and compliance with the Office of Comptroller of the Currency.
John, predicated on your prior role, you must have some opinion. I know I'm digressing for a minute, but some opinion on the fraud allegations and the civil finding of fraud against the Trump Organization. Had you ever had a borrower seek to inflate their assets for the bank's sake and then turn around and tell, you know, the taxing authority they were worth substantially less, John? I've had businessmen say, come on, everybody does that. I don't recall doing that, John, but have you seen that?
I've seen attempts at it, yes. Usually we have our own independent appraisers, and we usually send those folks packing. We don't deal with them.
I understand. If they're
going to lie, they're not going to pay the loan back.
John Zarbano, he is running in CD number 6. The current congressman from CD 6 is Glenn Grothman. And for those that are unaware, I believe Glenn was the Trumpiest congressperson in the Congress when Trump last served, most supportive of all the Trump policies that came down the pike. John, why now? Why did you think run against Glenn?
Well, as long as he was, as long as Glenn Grothman was just ignorant, we could stand to do that because the 6th CD, there has not been a Democrat elected in the past 60 years. It's very ruby red. But last time, no one ran against him. And then we had January 6th, and then we had Russia invade Ukraine, and he voted against suspending normal trade relations with Russia in March of 2022, and along with Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, Lauren Boebert. Do I need to go on?
No, they're a hell of a crew, and guilt by association. I'm sometimes branded because of my friendship with Dominic. John, let me ask you, though, how red is it, and what are the chances? What do you think your outlook looks like, and how important is it just simply to represent on the ballot as a Democrat?
First off, I wouldn't waste my time if I didn't think that I would win. I know that our side will win this time because we have the right message. We have women's issue. We have immigration. We have the farm issue. The one thing about Glenn Grothman, he has totally ignored the rural communities of the 6th CD. All he does is go to county fairs and eat. So they have, with the bipartisan infrastructure bill, we can get, it's already been passed, the money's already there, we just have to spend it to get rural communities the education, the broadband, the medical care, health care, all of the things that we need to have done for our rural communities.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We've got a candidate for CD number 6, a Democrat, John Zarbano. And John, I think in radio signals. So for our listeners on WISS 1100 AM and for our listeners on 1320 WFHR AM, you're probably living in CD number 6. Now, I spend a lot of my weekends in Washura County. And John, between now and Election Day, I might move up there full time. So tell me, why would I vote for you as my congressman?
Because Washura County needs a lot of representation. I've been to Washura. I call it the preaching to the choir tour. I've visited all 11 counties that comprise the 6 CD. And the folks in Wild Rose were very gracious and very supportive. But we need to have in Washura County more health care. And that's why you should vote for me.
John, correct me if I'm wrong, but last time I was in Wild Rose, I believe I stopped at the BP gas station, and it's like a armament store. It's full of guns. Maybe I'm mistaking my small rural parts of Wisconsin, but I'm pretty sure. John, how do you fit in with the part of the state that's very Second Amendment friendly, let's just say, those that love their guns? And this has obviously been a red issue, but John, is it an issue you can speak to the populace on?
Definitely. First off, I'm a responsible gun owner. I have used to hunt. I don't do that anymore, but I used to go bird hunting. There's a difference between the Second Amendment and gun violence. We can address gun violence without trampling upon any Second Amendment right. And we can do that with the background checks. That there's two bills pending in Congress right now. One is the red flag law, and the other is background checks to close the loophole for the gun shows. Those two bills will not affect the Second Amendment rights of any Wisconsinite.
John Zarbano, congressional candidate, Democrat. John, Joe Biden's been to the state of Wisconsin quite a bit. Hillary Clinton came less so after she won the nomination. But Biden's been here, and Kamala Harris was just in La Crosse yesterday. Realize that's the third CD, but they're going to be coming. Would you go on the stage if invited by the president? Would you campaign with Joe Biden? Does that make sense predicated on the campaign you hope to run, John?
Yes. Yes, I would, because the economy is going gangbusters. Inflation's coming down. We have, like I said, the infrastructure bill, the money's already there. We've got to implement it. And yes, I would step on the stage with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and talk about women's reproductive freedom and the immigration issue. I would talk with them about those two issues. Those are our winning issues.
And John, what do you think the winning platform on immigration is? I mean, Fox News and right-wing talk radio, and there's a lot of it in the 6 CD. They always claim it's open borders and Biden wants all these immigrants here because he's making future voters. So how do you combat that misinformation, John?
Well, first off, the Republicans should just shut up about immigration and the mess at the southern border. They had their chance. They had the bill they wanted. But Trump said no, and Grossman just fell in line. And they had the bill which terminated catch and release. They had the bill which authorized closure of the border. They had the bill that said hiring more agents. But Trump said no, and so that the work that Sinema and Langford and Murphy did went for naught. So Grossman can just shut up about the mess at the southern border. He's got no right to talk.
John Zarbano, congressman, or at least he'd like to be. He's a congressional candidate, a Democrat in CD number 6. John, apparently Glenn Grothman, a confirmed bachelor, allegedly living in mom's basement in Glenbeulah. Sir, what sort of a family resume do you bring to your candidacy?
Oh, okay. I'm a husband, a father, a grandfather, and we have Nicholas, our youngest, lives in Oklahoma with his wife Beth and their two and our two grandchildren, whose favorite place on the planet is Wisconsin Dells. They can't wait to get out of school in June to come up to Wisconsin Dells.
John Zarbano, dog guy or a cat guy? Do you have pets?
Yes, we have a dog and a cat.
Well, that's very confusing. Dogs and cats live together, John. I don't think it's supposed to be like that.
I know, but it's exciting around here at dinner time. It's the Hunger Games. This time it's personal.
John, how do you get along with your more conservative neighbors, your MAGA voting neighbors? Do you envision an opportunity perhaps to get them to split the ticket and vote for you?
I think so. I think that, and the reason I say that is because even though Nikki Haley suspended her campaign in March, I mean, before early voting started, she still captured in Wisconsin 12.8% of the vote. In the 6th CD, there were 12,000 votes for her. And so there are a lot of disenfranchised Republicans and independents, and I know I will give them a choice come November.
John, you walk into the R Bar in Plainfield in CD number 6 on a Friday night. What are you ordering, sir?
Fish and chips.
What beverage? What beverage, John?
Oh, well, you got to have, when you have a fish fry, you got to have a beer. And what's on tap? I'll just leave it to the bartender.
Well, be careful when you leave it to the bartender, but I would suspect they got Spotted Cow on tap. My buddy Dom's not here, but he would certainly ask if he was, John, what's your attitude about legalizing recreational marijuana, taxing it, regulating it, like, you know, many other things are. John, what's your attitude on marijuana policy?
Okay, first thing we have to do is get marijuana off Schedule 1. Right now, since it's listed as a Schedule 1 drug, there's no research being, it's limited research is being done on the effects of it. My wife is from Marinette, and when we go up there and visit friends and family, we can see the folks driving across the bridge to go to Michigan. So we're losing a lot of tax dollars to Michigan. So first thing I do is get it off Schedule 1.
Can I put you down for legalized recreational marijuana, John?
Yes, you can. But first things first, we got to get it. We have to get the feds to go along with the states.
Well, you got to be careful. This state's still pretty regressive and prohibitive, if you know what I'm saying, John. John,
I know.
Zarbano, a congressional candidate. John, if people want to support your campaign, how can they give a few dollars or get involved?
All right, just go to my website. It's www.johnzarbano.com. That's www.johnzarbano.com. And click the donate button and go from there.
And John, do you have a primary opponent at this time?
Amy Washburn has also declared. She's from Sheboygan.
Well, 2 is a lot better than the 0 we had in the last time.
That's
John,
correct.
We wish you well. We'll have you back on. John Zarbano, candidate in CD number 6. John, thank you so much for joining the Devil's Advocates today.
Thank you so much.
Come back for Devil's Advocates. Phone lines open, 844-967-2789.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
DevilRadioSwag.com.
You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at the DevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too.
The Wisconsin Grassroots Network's 15th Annual Festival is coming Saturday, May 4th at Lawrence University in Appleton. The festival encourages networking and is an ideal place for connecting with citizens who are looking to get involved. Attendees from all over Wisconsin will meet progressive community organizations who share values such as democracy, justice, equality, and the environment. There'll be nationally recognized speakers, breakout sessions, tabling bands, and Garrison Keillor. For more information, go online to wigrassrootsnetwork.com.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in a quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now at WGBW.FM. Your news just for the Green Bay area. I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Tuesday edition. I'm eating tacos for dinner, I'm telling you. Thank you to our most recent guest, a fine one. I liked him. Even some of you, I got text in real time. I warmed up to him, Jeff said. John Zarbano, he's a retired attorney. He is running in CD number 6. That's Washura County. He is from Oshkosh, but he could be my congressman, technically. If I move up there full-time, I'm considering it. Our pal, author, direct talker, Matt Flynn, joining at 5:05, so stick around for Matt, and you can be part of the action right now. 844-967-2789. I got some sad news to report. Very sad. George Santos. You remember that guy? The guy that perhaps rivals Donald Trump as the biggest liar ever? Well, apparently Santos is ending his congressional bid for New York's 1st District. You didn't know he was running? Oh, yeah, he was running. Former New York rep George Santos, who was expelled from the House and is facing federal charges, said he's withdrawing his bid from Congress in New York's 1st District. Here's his quote. I have decided to withdraw from my independent run for hashtag New York One. I don't want my run to be portrayed as a reprisal against Nick LaLota. Nick LaLota is the current congressperson, won the special election there. Although Nick and I don't have the same voting record, and I remain critical of his abysmal record, I love, you know, how he kind of piles on. I don't want to split the ticket and be responsible for handing the House to the Dems, Santos posted on the Twitter, and Santos previously announced he was leaving the Republican Party and would run his congressional comeback bid as an independent. Because discerning independents, that's exactly what you're looking for, right? More George DeSantos, George Santos. I have met with leaders and with constituents, and I have made the decision to hang it up here and stop pursuing this race this year! Exclamation point. The future holds countless possibilities, and I'm ready and willing and able to step up to the plate and go fight for my country at any time.
Now, Santos has pled not guilty to 23 federal charges, very Trump-like in that regard, including allegations of fraud related to COVID-19 unemployment benefits, misusing campaign funds, and lying about his personal finances on House disclosure reports. He didn't know he couldn't do that? Here is one more quote from Santos. I will continue to participate in the public policy discussion and will do my part. I will always strive to stand on the right side of history. Oh, it's hard for me to read this. It's only goodbye for now. I'll be back. Famous last words, I'll be back. So George Santos dropping out of the race. I know it's going to be crushing for so many of you that have been donating to his independent campaign for Congress. You know, you better cancel because he'll keep taking your money. Now, I suspect it might be his success on Cameo. Guy's making like $300 a recording. That pays way better than his congressional, former congressional seat used to. You know, the one he was expelled from. A little bit more from the Congress. Marjorie Taylor Greene faces an uphill battle to oust Johnson. That's Speaker Johnson. Now, Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene is escalating her threat to remove Speaker Mike Johnson from power, but she faces a steep climb if she hopes to achieve that goal. Not only has the Speaker recently received a glowing review from former President Trump, has he? I mean, he kind of gives and takes those endorsements, if you know what I'm saying. The GOP presumed presidential nominee. Presumed, well, he'll be the nominee, but be careful what you wish for. I read on, but Democrats remain ready to recuse Johnson from, rescue Johnson from a conservative coup. On top of that, many of the conservatives most frustrated with Johnson's leadership style are opposing a motion to vacate, leaving Marjorie Taylor Greene with only the barest GOP support for her removal resolution. Here is what Bob Good said. My judgment and estimation is there is not the time to do that, said Rep. Bob Good, head of the far-right Freedom Caucus. Not that Johnson is out of the woods. The speaker has infuriated conservatives such as Green and Good for months by reaching across the aisle to cut a number of deals with President Biden on big-ticket issues, including federal spending, government spying, and most recently, billions of dollars in new military aid to Ukraine, funding opposed by most of his GOP conference. It was precisely those type of bipartisan agreements that led directly to the downfall of Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who was ousted by frustrated hardliners in October. And Green over the weekend called on Johnson to resign, or she's vowing to boot him from power. She said in an interview with the Foxy News' Sunday Morning Futures, Mike Johnson's speakership is over. He needs to do the right thing to resign and allow us to move forward in a controlled process. If he doesn't do so, he will be vacated. Oh, will he? Yet Green's position is a lonely one in the House GOP. While her vacate resolution won the support last week of two other Republicans, Rep. Thomas Massie and Paul Gosar, the prevailing sentiment amongst conservatives is that Johnson should remain in place despite their frustrations with his deal-making. Those voices inside the Freedom Caucus, leaders such as Good, who supported McCarthy's removal, but are quick to point out that for Republicans, the political environment has changed in the last 6 months since then. Oh, has it changed? Not only has the GOP's House majority shrunk, the result of an expulsion of George Santos and the resignation of five other Republicans, but there's no obvious successor to Johnson. So what? That doesn't mean you should vacate the speaker. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. A good friend, Matt Flynn. He'll be direct. I feel quite confident.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
In her next episode, Maggie addresses all the debauchery coming out of the Trump trial. Sleeping? Farting? What else could happen live?
Weekdays 2 till 4 p.m.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.